早上好。
I'm glad whenever I have the opportunity to come to Cupertino.
我很高兴有机会又来到 Cupertino.
And this morning I want to give you a message that God has laid on my heart.
今早上想分享一个神放在我心上的一篇信息。
The Apostle Paul was a great example to us.
使徒保罗是我们一个很好的榜样。
And I was reading this morning in the fourth chapter of Philippians.
那今天早上我读到腓立比书的第四章。
That he had learned how to be content in every circumstance that came into his life.
他已经学习到无论环境如何，他都有满足。
You know, we can read that and say, that's good.
我们可以读这一篇，然后说，这个是挺不错。
But when we want to apply that to our own life, that's a different story.
但是当我们把这样的一个知足常乐的这样一个理念放到我们的生活当中的时候，却又是另一回事。
Our hearts have been greatly, greatly burdened for what is happening in China and throughout the whole world.
因为我们的心因着这在中国发生的一直已经扩散到全世界的这个疫情所带动。
And our first reaction always is, let's get rid of it. Let's not have any more danger, any more problems.
那我们第一个条件，第一个反应就是说，期望这个快快的过去，我们不希望有任何这样的风险在那里。
Paul went through some tremendously difficult circumstances in his life.
而保罗在他的生命当中经历了很多非常困难的时候。
He was beaten, he was flogged.
他被鞭打。
He was stoned.
他被石头击打。
He was shipwrecked.
他也经历了这些海上的这些沉船。
He was imprisoned.
他也被关在监狱里。
And he said, I have learned what it is to both abound and to suffer need.
所以他就说，我已经学到了如何在丰富中知足，在困苦中知足。
And then he adds this beautiful short verse, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
所以他又加了这样一句说，无论在什么时候，在那主耶稣基督里，我有力量做任何的事。
And we need to remind ourselves of that truth.
所以我们也要经常提醒我们自己说有这样的一个真理。
And no matter what happens,
那不管发生了什么，
we can rejoice that God is in control of all of our lives.
我们可以因着神对我们生命的方方面面的掌权而喜乐。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 9.
现在我们打开罗马书第九章。
And here the Apostle Paul talks about two great biblical truths and doctrines.
那这里使徒保罗特别讲了两个非常重要的教义。
He talks about the sovereignty of God and he talks about the election.
他讲到了神的主权以及神的拣选。
If you have not read this,chapter for a while, I would encourage you to go back and read it again today.
如果你已经有一段时间没有读这一章了，我鼓励你回头再来好好读这一章。
What does the sovereignty of God mean?
那神的主权是什么意思呢？
The sovereignty of God means that God is in total control over everything that happens in this world and in our lives.
那神的主权就是说在世界上在我们的生命中所发生的任何事情，他都掌权。
And that God has authority to do whatever He wants to do.
而神他也有权柄做任何他要做的事情。
If He couldn't do that, then He would not be God.
如果他不能这样做，那他就不是神。
And God can choose anyone He wants to do whatever He wants Him to do.
那神也能拣选任何一个人来做他想要做的任何事情。
That's the subject of election.
所以这就是有关一个这个拣选的话题。
All authority belongs to him and he has a certain plan for our lives to fit in with whatever he wants.
那神就拥有所有的这个 主权，而且他可以让我们的生命，使用我们的生命来实现他想要做的。
Now some people seem to think, well, if God can do whatever he wants, then we don't have to do anything.
那有些人可能会想说，如果神能做任何他所要做的事情，那我们是不需要做任何事的。
But that is not what the Bible teaches us.
但这不是圣经的教导。
Some people say, well, if God wants some people to be saved and some not to be saved, why should we go out and preach the gospel?
有些人说，那既然神可以已经拣选，有些人得救，有些人不会得救，那为什么还要出去传福音？
If they're going to be saved by God anyway, so why do we need to do anything?
因为那些人怎么也要被神拯救的，那我们还要做什么呢？
But this is not what the scripture teaches.
但这个真的不是圣经的教导。
What does the word of God tell us?
那圣经告诉我们什么呢？
He wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
因为他期望万人得救，而且知道这得救恩的真理。
He is not willing that anyone should perish.
他不愿意一人沉沦。
That is God's desire.
那是神的心意。
Our God is a God of infinite love and infinite patience.
因为神有无限的慈爱，无限的耐心。
And the Apostle Peter tells us that Christ has delayed his return to this world because there's still people that need to hear the gospel.
那使徒彼得就说，那神他是让这些延迟，就是为了让更多的人能够得救。
And if we look at Romans 9, looking at verse 15 and 16, we read this.
在罗马书第九章十五十六节，我们看到这样一段。
He says, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion."
他说：“我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁。”
16, it does not therefore depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
所以据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，那人的定义，而只在乎神的怜悯。
And we have just sung about God's faithfulness and God's great mercy to all of us.
那刚才我们也唱了，唱到了神的信实，神的怜悯。
And God has far greater mercy than we have for anyone.
那神对我们的怜悯远远超过我们对任何人或物的怜悯。
You and I are here in this place today because of God's mercy.
我们今天在这里完全是出于神的怜悯。
Not because we deserve it, but because He is a merciful God.
不是我们配得，而是因为他是那位充满怜悯的神。
But then I want you to notice the next verse.
但是我期望你们注意到下面一句。
Because that's the verse I want to talk about this morning.
因为这是我今天早上特别要和大家分享的经句。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
It says, "For the scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose that I might display my power in you and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth."
因为经上有话向法老说，这里我要稍微解释一下，我下面读的这句和合本里面有一个词没有特别强调，英文圣经刚才 Hans 读的是有体现出来的，所以我跟结合的其他的一本稍微做一点调整。因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来就是为此，就是为这个目的，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
Three great truths emerge out of that little verse.
所以这短短的一句出现了三个重要的真理。
And if we can remember these three things, that'll give us a great handle on what Paul is saying here.
如果我们抓住这三个词，那我们就能够掌握使徒保罗在这里要说什么。
I give them to you in English, and I know Jim will do a good job translating them into Chinese.
所以我们用Hans 用英文，我就翻译成中文。
And English are very simple. They all start with the letter P. Purpose, power, proclamation.
对，在英文的这三个单词，刚才他说的都是以 P 开头的，我就没办法把这个翻译成中文。 除非找到三个词同样的偏旁部首。OK， 那这三个词就是目的、全能和传扬。
See, that's why English is such an easy language. All right, let's look at the first one.
好，那我们先来看第一个。
God raised up Pharaoh for a specific purpose.
因为神啊，兴起这位法老是为了有一个特别的目的的。
You remember how the people of Israel were in big trouble in Egypt?
因为我们记得当时以色列人在埃及，他们是在困苦当中。
For 400 years they lived there and they lived in slavery.
因为四百年间他们在那里做奴。
They had a tough life.
他们的生活非常的困苦。
And they cried to God.
然后他们就向神哀求。
And God heard their cry.
那神听见了他们的哀求。
And God sent Moses to help them to leave Egypt to go to the promised land which he had promised to them.
所以神就差派摩西把他们领出来直到他们的应许之地。
And God says here that he raised up Pharaoh for a purpose.
所以这里神说他兴起法老是为了一个目的。
A purpose to set the people free.
这个目的就是要让他的百姓得自由。
But as we later learn, Pharaoh did not follow God's purpose.
但是我们看到法老他并没有遵从神的这个心意。
But God had a plan.
但是神有他的计划。
Let me begin with an illustration.
我来给大家先用一个例子来说明。
This happened many years ago when we lived in Germany.
这是很多年前我生活在德国的时候。
And a friend of mine came to visit.
有一个朋友来访。
And he asked me during that visit to visit a certain city in Germany.
所以当时他就想说去到附近的一个德国的一个城市去观光。
He had graduated from Wheaton College, which is one of our fine Christian universities.
他其实是从惠顿学院，是美国的一个很好的一个基督教学院、神学院，从那里毕业的。
He had gotten his PhD.
他在那里拿到他的博士。
But I very soon discovered that he was far from the Lord.
但我很快就察觉到，其实他离神很远。
There's no guarantee that if you send your children to a Christian university,that they really will come out well.
实际上没有人可以保证说你的孩子去了基督教的大学，他出来以后就是还是敬虔的。
So when he asked me to take him to that city, I said, yes, let's go.
所以他就问我是不是可以带他去那个城市，我说当然可以。
It was about 100 miles from our place where we lived.
那个城市离我所住的地方差不多100英里。
And so, the next morning we got into the car and I told him,to put his seatbelt on very tight.
所以第二天我们就一起我们就一起坐车，我跟他说特别跟关照他说把这个安全带绑好了。
And I put my leather gloves on.
我也穿上我的皮手套。
And we got on the freeway.
然后我们就上了这个高速公路。
Now, some of you might know that in Germany there is no speed limit on the freeways.
那你们有些人可能知道在德国高速公路是没有时速的限制的。
It is any young man's dream to drive on the freeways in Germany without being scared.
对于很多年轻人来讲，在那样的高速公路上行驶，真的是一个美梦。
So he asked me, how long does it take to go the 100 miles?
所以他就问我说，我们走这一百英里大概要多久？
I said, oh, about an hour.
我说差不多一个小时吧。
And he looked at me very funny.
所以他就很奇怪地看着我。
And we got on the freeway and started driving 75, 85 miles an hour.
所以我们就开始在高速公路上走了75、80这个时速不断地往上升。
And finally I got up to 95, 100.
所以我最后就开到95、100。
And then I put my foot all the way down, I got up to 103.
然后我继续的踩这个油门，一直这个时速达到了103。
But the Volkswagen could not go any faster.
但是这个 Volkswagen, 这个车就不能开得更快了。
And as my friend was sitting there, I saw him really getting scared.
我可以看到我的朋友开始有点害怕了。
And he said, I've never driven this fast in my life before.
他说我这辈子没有开过这么快。
So I wanted him to relax, and so I started a conversation with him.
所以我要想让他放松下来，我就开始跟他说话了。
I said, I have a question for you.
我说我要 问你一个问题。
And I said, he said, what's the question?
他说你想问什么？
I said, you know, my wife and I, often when we have some time, we like to go and visit cemeteries.
我说我跟我太太有时候有时间，我们就会去到那些坟地那里去。
And cemeteries in Germany are very beautifully kept.
那在德国呢，很多这些墓地是非常的漂亮的。
And they have these tombstones, and there are inscriptions written about that person who is buried there.
啊，那些在那些墓碑上面就会有一些字句来讲这些埋在那里的人。
And I said, here's my question for you.
所以我的问题是这样的。
What would you like to have written on your tombstone?
你希望你的墓碑上写什么？
And my friend looked at me. He was in utter disbelief.
所以我的朋友简直是不可带着一个不可思议的表情看着我。
And I can imagine that he was thinking, I'm driving with this crazy man here, and now he wants to know what I want on my tombstone.
我想他一定在想说啊，这一个疯子开的这个车，然后他现在问我想在墓碑上写什么。
Anyway, that gave me a wonderful opportunity to start sharing the gospel with him.
但那个就给了一个很好的机会来跟他来传讲福音。
Sometimes you have to use creative means in order to open that conversation.
有时候你还是要用一些比较有创意的方法来打开这个话题。
And during the hour going and also coming back, I shared with him about God's purpose in my life.
所以在这个来回的途中，我就跟他分享了神在我的生命中的旨意。
And at the end of our trip, he said to me, he said, I wished I had a purpose for my life as you have.
他说最后在最后这个朋友就说，我希望我的生命中就和你一样也有一个人生的目的。
You know, we are living in a very confused time and age.
因为我们现在也是生活在一个非常可以说混乱的时代。
And if we ever needed an anchor for our souls, this is the time when we need it.
所以我们如果期望我们的生命中有一个锚，有一个主干，有一个柱子，那也就是现在这个时候来寻找了。
People are living lives of purposelessness.
因为很多人生活着一个没有目的的生命。
They are born, they grow up, they get an education.
他们出生了，他们长大了，他们得到教育。
They get a profession and they make a good salary.
他们得到职业也有好的收入。
They're married and have children.
他们结婚了也有孩子。
But somehow, after all of that, they say, what's life really all about?
但是在这得到所有这些之后，他们还是继续会问说，生命是关乎什么呢？人生有什么意义呢？
One day I was flying to Shanghai from Los Angeles.
有一次我从洛杉矶坐飞机前往上海。
And seated next to me was a Chinese businessman.
然后坐在我旁边的是一个中国的生意人。
And we got into a conversation right away.
然后我们就在那里开始交谈了。
And then he did something that very few Chinese have done for me.
然后他就做了一件很少就是中国人为我做的事情。
He said to me, he said, maybe you can help me.
他就说也许你能帮上我。
He said, I have a very, very good job.
他说我有一个很好的工作。
I am making lots of money.
我也赚了很多钱。
I have a wonderful wife.
我有一个很好的妻子。
And I have two beautiful children.
也有两个很好的孩子。
I live in San Diego.
我住在 San Diego.
Beautiful home.
我的家也很漂亮。
But he said, I wake up every day asking myself, is that all there is to life?
但是每天早上我醒过来的时候都会问自己，我的一生就这样吗？
He was looking for a purpose.
他在寻找一个人生的目的。
And for 8 hours, had the opportunity to share the gospel with him.
所以在整个这个飞行的过程中，我可以跟他来分享福音。
But people today need purpose for their lives.
所以今天的人们就需要他们人生中的目的。
People have an emptiness on the inside.
因为 内心深处很多人有那样的空虚。
And if something is empty, it needs to be filled.
那么空虚的东西，空虚的内心就需要被充满。
Have you ever noticed how many people are running around with these earphones on?
你有没有注意到很多人今天都随时戴着一个耳机？
Every time you step into the car, turn on the radio.
然后每次进到车里面就会把这个声音开得很响。
There are lots of noises, there's sound. We want to be filling our lives with something.
所以我们好像就迫不及待地让我们的生命中充满这些声音，这些噪音。
Because if there's quietness, then our thoughts go immediately, there's something missing.
如果因为我们安静不下来，一安静我们就说，哦，好像缺了什么。
And how sad when Christians also come to that place where they wonder what there is in life.
那如果当一个基督徒也到了这样一个境地，也在问说生命中到底有什么意义，那不是很可悲吗？
They go to church.
他们去到教会
They accept Christ as Savior.
他们接受了、主耶稣
They're baptized.
他们也受了洗
And yet for some reason they're still without purpose in their lives.
而奇怪的是他们在生命他们的生命仍然没有目标方向
I remember I was up in the Sacramento area preaching one day about Abraham.
我记得有一次在撒迦缅度那边我有一次讲到亚伯拉罕
And I told them how Abraham was 75 years old when God gave him this wonderful promise that he would allow him to become the father of many nations and bless him.
我就提到说他75岁的时候神给了他这样的应许让他能够成为万国之父。
And after the service, an older man came up to me.
所以这个讲到之后有一个老年人来到我这里。
And he was crying.
他带着泪水。
He said, I have lived all my life as a Christian, but I have never even looked for God's purpose in my life.
他说我一辈子都是基督徒，但是我从来没有去寻求神在我生命中的目的。
But he said, you have given me hope today.
但是你今天给了我期望。
I'm 74 and a half years old.
因为我今年是74岁，我现在是74岁半。
I still have 6 months to go.
我还有六个月。
Maybe God will show me my purpose in life and I can serve him.
也许神能够会向我显示他的旨意给我生命的这个目的。
But I have wasted all these years.
但是之前的这些年岁我都荒废了。
You know, Romans chapter 8 says that God has called us and those who love him have been called according to his purpose.
因为在、罗马书第八章里面特别提到那些爱神的人就是遵照神的旨意所招他所招的人
See, you're not here by chance or by accident.
所以我们在这里不是出于偶然的
You're here by God's choice.
而是神所拣选的
And you're here to fulfill God's purpose.
而我们在这里是为了实现神的旨意
In Acts 13, we read about King David.
那么在《使徒行传》十三章里面，我们读到有一句讲到大卫。
And it says about David, David served the purposes of God in his generation, and then he died.
这里说到说大卫在世的时候啊，遵行了神的旨意，然后睡去了。
His predecessor, King Saul.Sought not God's purposes, he only followed his own purposes.
而之前的扫罗王却没有遵行神的旨意，而是只是遵照自己的心意。
And so God removed him from the kingdom.
所以神把扫罗从他的王位上挪开。
And now God says here, I have raised up Pharaoh for a specific purpose.
而今天在第九章这句里面，我们看到神说他兴起法老为了他的一个特别的。目的
But Pharaoh hardened his heart against fulfilling God's purpose.
但是法老的心是刚硬的，所以他没有去遵行这个神的心意。
And we need to be careful that we don't harden our hearts and ignore God's purpose for our lives.
所以我们要特别小心，不要让我们的心变得刚硬，而忽略了神的。 旨意。
So let me ask you a very direct question this morning.
所以我现在很直接的问大家一个问题。
What is your purpose in your life today?
就是你生命中的旨意，你生命中的目的是什么？
How would you answer that?
你会怎么回答这个问题呢？
Have you ever thought about that God has a purpose for your life?
你有没有想到过神实际上在我们的生命中有一个旨意，有一个目的的？
Or have you just decided, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to just do it and ask God to bless me?
还是我们就是说啊，我们已经想好说这是我要做的，然后就期望神来祝福我。
God has a specific purpose for your life.
神对于我们每个人生命中有一个很特别的目的的。
And if you don't know how to look for a purpose,
如果你不知道怎么样去寻找这样的一个目的，
Let me urge you to pray after you leave here today, saying, God, show me what is your purpose for my life.
所以我就鼓励你今天好好的为这个事情祷告，求问神说，你在我生命中的旨意是什么？
Let me suggest just a brief reminder of what that might be.
啊，我可以来给大家一个很简单的一个提醒。
My purpose in life is to seek God with my whole heart and to build my goals around His priorities.
就是我的人生目的，就是全心的寻求神，并且按照他的优先次序来安排我的，来制定我的人生目标。
We need to seek God with our whole heart.
所以我们要首先全心的来寻求神。
And if you have never done that, I urge you to do that.
如果你从来没有做过这样一件事情，我今天真的啊，请你好好的去来做这一件事情。
Don't wait till you're 74 years old.
不要等到你74岁、74岁半。
Just think of how many years God has given to you.To fulfill whatever He chose you to do.
想想看，神会给你多少年月来实行他在你生命中的旨意。
Remember, He is the sovereign Lord.
记得他是那个完全掌权的主。
He decides what He wants to do with your life.
他决定在你的生命中他要做什么。
You need to listen to Him.
所以我们要去来听他。
The second word that we find in this word is the word power.
那么在刚才那句经文里面，我们看到的第二个词是全能。
We see that God's purpose and God's power is linked together.
所以我们看到神的旨意跟他的全能是紧密相连的。
If you discover what God's purpose for your life is,
如果我们发现了神在我们生命中的旨意。
You need power to fulfill it.
我们需要有能力来让它实现。
But there is no way that you or I can ever fulfill God's will in our own lives by our own strength.
但是靠着我们的力量，你和我都不可能实现神在我们生命中的旨意。
Why not?
为什么不呢？
Because we're sinful, we are weak.
因为我们都是罪人，我们是软弱的。
Paul gives his own testimony.
保罗给了他自己的见证。
In Romans chapter 7,
在罗马书第七章里面。
He says, I know that nothing good lives in me that is in my sinful nature.
他说我知道在我里头就是我的肉体中是没有良善的。
For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
因为立志为善由得我。但是把它给做出来，就是行出来，由不得我。
For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
所以我所愿意做的，我不去做；我所不愿意的，我却去做。
Have you experienced that?
你有没有这样的经历呢？
I have.
我就有。
I want to do what's right.
我想做那些正确的事情。
But many times you cannot do it. You don't do it.
但是很多的时候我们做不到或者我们不去做。
And so we put on such a beautiful facade when we are with other people.
所以我们在别人面前能够摆出好像戴上一个面具。
We want to appear much better than we really are.
我们想在别人面前表现的比我们实际的要更好。
Because we don't want people to discover what we're really like.
因为我们不想别人发现我们实际上是怎样一个人。
I think many times when people ask me how I am, I say, ask my wife.
很多人问我说、哎、你怎样？我说你问问我的太太。
Now God says,
那么
He has a purpose for which He has created us.
那么神说他实际上为着他的旨意，为着在来创造了我们。
And here He says,Pharaoh, I've raised you up for a purpose that I might display my power in you.
他这里说，法老，我兴起你，就是为了能够让我的权能彰显。
This is one of the most amazing statements in Scripture.
这可以说是圣经中里面让人非常惊讶、惊奇的一句话。
Here I am with all of my sinfulness and all of my weakness.
因为这里像我这样一个完全有罪有软弱的人。
And God says, I raise you up so that I can display my power through your life.
但神说我却要兴起你以至于我的全能能够通过你的生命来彰显。
I wish we had a lot of time to talk about God's power.
我希望我们有更多的时间来讲神的全能。
The power by which he raised, Jesus from the dead.
包括他能够把耶稣从死里复活的能力。
The power that he did when he created the universe.
这他创造整个宇宙万物时候的能力。
The miracles he performed.
所有他所施展的神迹。
And now God says, I want to use your body to demonstrate how great I am.
那神现在说，我想使用你的身体来彰显我的伟大。
Who are we that God might display that?
那我们是谁呢？神想通过我们来彰显这些。
And then Paul writes again to the Corinthians. He said, "The way God looks at us is like we are a vessel of clay, a clay pot."
那么，保罗在哥林多后书里面就写的说，我们有这样的宝贝在瓦器里，就是要让这莫大的能力是。彰显出来是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
So God wants to take a vessel that is so breakable, it is so weak, and He says, "I want to display my power through you."
所以神就想使用这样的一个这样一个软弱、脆弱的瓦器，能够让神的大能彰显出来。
What does a vessel serve as its purpose?
那么这个瓦器它怎么样能够？满足神的这个旨意呢？
It's not the vessel that's important, but what's on the inside of that vessel.
不是这个瓦器本身，而是瓦器里面的宝贝。
And God wants to display His power through our lives by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit who comes and gives us power.
所以神是要让我们这内住的圣灵能够把他的大能给彰显出来。
So if I know what God wants me to do,
所以如果我想要知道神到底要我做什么
？Never say to him, "I can't do it."
千万不要说我做不到。
God doesn't want you to do it.
神不是要你做。
He says, "I'll give you power to do it."
神说我要给你能力来做。
I will enable you to accomplish my purposes if that's your heart's desire.
如果你心中有这样的渴望，我会让你有这样的能力来做我要你做的事情。
So we have God's purpose and God's power working together.
所以我们看到有神给我们生命中的目的和他赐给我们的全能来实现这一切。
The third thing is proclamation.
而这第三样事情就是传扬或者宣告。
The ultimate end of God's purpose is to proclaim the name of Jesus to the world.
那么因为他最终的目的就是要让他的福音能够传遍天下。
That's what God wants.
因为这是神所要的。
That's what He wants all of us to be involved in.
所以他期望我们都能够参与。
That's why He created us.
这也是为什么他创造了我们。
Not to accomplish what we want, but to proclaim His name to the world.
不是为了实现我们所要的，而是要让他的名能够传遍天下。
I'm afraid our time is gone this morning.
我担心我们的时间已经不够了。
I just want to give you one quick illustration of how some people in China are doing that.
我来就给大家举一个简单的例子，就是在中国， 他的子民是怎样做到这一样。
All of you have heard of the city of Wuhan.
你们都听说发生在武汉的事情。
The first time I went to Wuhan was 88 years ago.
我第一次去武汉是88年前。
Most people, most of you were not even there, born yet.
你们大部分人都还没有出生呢。
The last time, well, since then I've come back many times to Wuhan.
自那之后我也回去武汉多次。
Teaching in a Chinese Bible school.
在一个圣经学校里面教书。
And you know, it's very difficult to publicly do evangelism in China.
因为在中国实际上是很难公开的去传讲福音的。
But what these young students did was something that was so creative that I thought,I needed to share that with you today.
但是这些年轻人他们在那里做的是这么的有创意，我真的很想分享给大家。
Every time a new class came in, they got a new jacket.
因为每次有一个新开一个课的时候，他们会穿着一个新的夹克衫进来。
In different colors.
有不同的颜色。
So when I was there the last time, about 20 years ago, I got one of those jackets.
所以我差不多20年前，我上一次去的时候，我又得到一件新的这个夹克衫。
And I brought it with me, and let my wife show it to you what it looks like.
我其实今天带来了，让我的太太 Alice 给大家看一眼。
Because it's not the jacket that's important, but what is written on the jacket that really is important.
因为不是这个夹克衫它本身有什么特别，而是上面写的字让人觉得很特别。
耶稣爱我。
上面写着耶稣爱我。
The students would walk up and down the streets where they could not preach, but they would wear their jackets.
那这些学生呢，他们在那里不能直接的去讲，但是他们可以穿着这个夹克衫在街上行走。
And if people ask them, who is Jesus and why does he love you, they could answer.
那当如果有人问说，谁是耶稣，为什么他爱你，他们就可以回答了。
We need to be creative in sharing, proclaiming Jesus.
所以我们在传讲耶稣的名、耶稣的福音的时候，我们应该也是要有创意的。
God has a purpose for your life.
神在我们的生命中是有一个目的和旨意的。
He gives you power to accomplish that purpose.
他也给你全能、给你能力来实现这个目的。
And he wants you.To proclaim Jesus.
他期望你们能够去传讲耶稣的名。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.